Angry moms tell EPA, Roundup is killing our children. Image source, Business Insider. The world's most popular herbicide, Monsanto's Roundup, is such a threat to children's health that it should be completely removed from the market. An alliance of activist moms is demanding. The moms are petitioning the EPA to have the main ingredient in Roundup, glyphosate, banned. Any level of this chemical is unacceptable exposure to our babies. The Facebook page for Moms Demand a Recall of Roundup states, bioaccumulation cannot be regulated for harm. Ask them to recall Roundup now and to not approve Roundup in the review process this year. This rallying cry prompted 10,000 women to call the Environmental Protection Agency in 3 days, demanding a recall, the Facebook page claims. The page is sponsored by two activist groups, Thinking Moms Revolution and Moms Across America. EPA reviewing Roundup. The mother's action was prompted by the EPA's registration review of glyphosate. The agency has the power to ban glyphosate's use in the United States during the review. New survival seed bank lets you plant a full-acre crisis garden. I'm really angry that I didn't know that there was glyphosate in the food I was feeding my daughter, Zoe Swartz of East Coast Moms Across America told the Huffington Post. Swartz blames glyphosate on food she fed her daughter for health problems including leaky gut syndrome. Swartz said her daughter's problems ended when she switched to an organic diet. The mothers contend that glyphosate can cause a wide variety of health problems in children. They held a 2-hour meeting with Dana Vogel, the director of the Health Effects Division of the EPA's Office Pesticide Program, to make their case. Some of the disturbing claims they made included: glyphosate causes autism and stunted growth. Megan Davenhall of Thinking Moms Revolution said her son stopped growing at age 2.5 and developed autism. She claimed the boy started growing again after she switched to an organic diet. The damage didn't need to happen to him. And I don't want to see it happen to one other kid out there, not one, Davenhall said of her son. What we feed our kids, what we put into our bodies, is the most important thing. Healthy food should be available for everybody. It needs to happen. It needs to happen today. Glyphosate kills the good bacteria in the digestive system but leaves the bad bacteria that make us sick free to breed and multiply. This can lead to allergies, gluten intolerance, colitis and Crohn's disease, among other ailments. Glyphosate may cause breast cancer and may make women sterile by interfering with their ability to conceive. It also may interfere with a woman's ability to have a healthy pregnancy by damaging the placenta. Glyphosate may cause vitamin deficiencies by preventing the body from absorbing essential vitamins and minerals. This could lead to health problems, including cancer in some people. Glyphosate can make vaccines more toxic by making children more sensitive to the chemicals in vaccines. The moms believe this could cause brain damage and later lead to conditions such as Alzheimer's and autism. A scientific study found that glyphosate exposure could double the possibility of contracting one kind of cancer, B-cell lymphoma. The moms say they will not stop until Roundup is recalled. The moms are seeking support from the public for their efforts. Story continues below video. How to protect your children from Roundup. There are some steps that parents can take to protect children from glyphosate right now. They include: stop using Roundup or Roundup Ready products at your home or farm. If you have such chemicals on your property, dispose of them. Only feed your family certified organic fruits and vegetables. If you cannot confirm that produce is truly organic, don't eat it. Grow as much of your own food as you can. Banning Roundup will be an uphill battle because Roundup is one of Monsanto's top products. The company uses it to promote its Roundup Ready crops, which are genetically engineered to survive the herbicide. Do you believe glyphosate should be banned? Tell us in the comments section below. Sign up for Off the Grid News weekly email and stay informed about the issues important to you.